Menaches, Perek Vav Mishne Zayin. Ha'oimer ha'yem nufe, b'shloish esrei nufe. The oimer, the sa'irim of the carbon oimer, were sifted with 13 sieves. You look at the Lashon and the Rav, it sounds like 13 were put on top of each other. Zu l'mala mizu. This is one sheet in the Gemara, the Rav is sa'isim. The other sheet, which would be more logical to our heads, would be not that you have to sift one on top of another, put 13 sieves going down, 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 but you sift it over and over and over again. What's exactly the machlekes? The end result is the same. I'm not sure exactly what the nekuda between them is. Lamaisa, the Rav points out right away that this is only lemitzvah v'loy la'akiv. Lamaisa, if there was finely sifted flour, so then it could be brought. The Rav's dogma is maybe oimer, which is an isorin from 4 saw or from 2 sawin, loy pasa. But Lamaisa, that's the shear that's mentioned in the Mishnah, definitely lichatchila. Ushtei halechem b'shtei mesrei. The reason should be obvious. The oimer was soirin, it's less fine. The shtei halechem was with chitin. Lechem aponim b'chadesrei. The lechem aponim needed less sifting, because it was not from the Tvua Chadosha, so it has less subin, less sediment. Reb Shimon Aimer lehoya lo kitzva lo soilas menupa kol tzor kol yomevi. There's no exact amount. They would bring soilas, which is sifted, kol tzor, which is considered finely sifted, and gansen purified. Shenema v'lo kachta soilas v'ofi soiso, ad shetei menupa kol tzor kol. The mashmos is velokachta soilus, means it's in ganzen soilus. Soilus is like a verb. It's a noun, but it's a verb form of something that was made into something. So it has to be as finely sifted as possible. But not that there's a sheer misuyim, which is lemitzvah. It just has to be finely sifted. With this, we go over to the 7th perek, and the limud over here is now going to be about korban toido. Korban toido has its own dynamics as far as the carbon is concerned. The ikar of the carbon in Pashas Tzav, it's interesting, carbon toido is not brought in the regular Seyda Kavonis in Pashas Vayikra. Perhaps the reason for that is because imishum the carbon toido is really, what's hukrav, is really a carbon shlamim. The Torah really says that. It's in Pashas Tzav, Perek Zayin, Pasuk Yud Aleph, and Yud Beis. B'zoyis Torah Zevach HaShlom HaShe Yaakov, Im Al Toido Yaakov Ene'im, means there's a type of Shlom, which is a Toido. So the carbon L'chore should be a type of Toido. What's interesting is that L'maisi, the Gzeres HaKosov, is that even though it's Kachem Kalim, and Nishchotim Chomokim Bazorah, the Halacha is that it's Nechal only Kiyem V'Lailo, like Kachem Kadoshim. That's one. The nafkamina, which is more the subject of our perek, is the lachmei toidah, that along with the ikra hakarbon, there's lachmei toidah. Lachmei toidah, the Torah says there are 4 types. The Torah speaks out, imal toidah, yakivene vehikri valzevach hatoidah. Chalois matzois belulois bashemen, that's 1 type. Urukike matzois meshuchim bashemen, that's called chalois and rukikin. Soilas murbeches chalois belulois bashemen, that's called revucho. Al chalos lechem chometz, this is the chiddush, that even though normal menacha is, there's a love of being machmetz, and one's not allowed to eat it if it's nischametz. Over here, the chelik of the mitzvah of the carbon toido is that you come along with the chometz, and al chalos lechem chometz, yakov karbone. Pointed out earlier, when we discussed that love of loyach mitzenu, is that, it's ironic almost, is that Pasha Sav is always the Pasha before Pesach. So reading about the something in the Beis HaMikdash, which generally has a love of not being chometz, and over here it's a mitzvah b'chometz, the santazah. The difference between the first 2 minim, which is chalois and rikikin, both of them have shemen, except that the chalois matzos are blulois b'shemen, they're kneaded with shemen lechatchila, as opposed to the rikikin, which are kneaded with water, they're baked, and they only have the shemen put on, the nimshach b'shemen, la'achrafir. Revucha is something that we haven't had till now, and that's where they make the flour in the water, but they don't just knead it, they make it hot. They heat it up with hot water, it's called chalito. After the afir, in the tanur, they fry it with shemen. That's the lashon of Rivucha. Chalos matzah is obviously made without shemen because it's mamish matzah. But it's turned into the chalos chametz is like a matzah that's made without shemen, but it's turned into chametz. And we saw how it's turned into chametz in the beginning of Perek Chamishi. There was two shittas: was it nischametz mibachutz or it's nischametz mibifnim ayin shom? The Maaseh of the Torah says that from each min there are four types that we just listed. Is brought 10, so there's 40 lachmim, 30 that are matzah that are non chametz, and 10 that are chametz. We'll speak out a few more pratim. Even though there's 30 and 10. But they're actually, in size, they're equal, because the amount of soilus that was used for the 30 lachme matzo are the same as the 10, even though it's three times more in volume, but in size, lamaisa, it's as much as the soilus lachme chomitz, because the lechem matzo is made out of a shlishi soroin, and the lechem that which is nischametz is made from an isorin sholem. So the third... three are one isoroin, so lemaisa there's 10 isoroinos, and from the lachmei chametz there's also 10. So it's lemaisa sakkol of 20. The amount of shemen that was necessary for the shloshim chalos hamatzo is chatzi loig. Revius haloig for the revucha, and the other quarter is between the chalos and the rikikin. Each one is a shminis. Okay, another few pratim legabi, the relationship between the carbon, between the shchitas hakarbon, the avodas adam of the carbon, and between the lachmei toida. The lachmei toida be'etzem are menochos, and we've said many times that menochos do not have kedushas haguf of a carbon until the niskadish bekli, until the niskadish with the avoda. That being said, even after the 40 lachmim are made, let's say they become tamei, carbon that's tamei is nifsa. Over here, it's only Kaddish, Kedusha's Domim. It's Kaddish, but you could be point to them and you can put the Kedusha onto something else. What actually creates the Chalois, Kedusha's Haguf in the Lachmim? The Haskola of the Avodah. So they bring the carbon, Shchita Kabbalah Elocha Zriko. The Zrika's Hadam is Mechape, makes a Chalois of being Matir, the Akrovus Emurim, the Chelek of the Behemoth. And the chelik of the behemoth that's eaten, the achilas odom, the achilas mizbeach, like we've learned many times in Zvachim, and the lachmim also become mutter al yidei the mechapa, yidei the zrikas dam. Lemaisa, in the arboim, lachmim is what the Torah calls the trumas lachme toido. One of each type is given to kahanim. It's a chelik of the matnas kuhuna. Then there's the Achilas Mizbeach of the Emurim. A chelik of the Toida is like a shlom, the Zechos and the Shoik. The Arba Chalois also. What they do is also, we had earlier, that Karbon Toida is from the Karbonis that have Tnufa. They do it with the Bailam and the Koyin holding together. The Chos of the Shoik, the Arba Lachmim that are given to the Koyin. And then al yidei the aktar semurim, there's a heter achila on the bosser hatoido. Again, like we said, yom v'laylo, and as well, also like kochim kalim, but also only the yom v'laylo, the lachman. Let's mention the famous maimon chazal. Who brings a carbon toido? Who's mechuyev bringing a carbon toido? Is the arba that a mechuyev lahoidos yoder yom holchem itboros. It's famous, we pointed out before, that there's something unique about a carbon toida. It's different than all the carbonis. So the Midrashim say that Asidin Kola Carbonis Los Battle, except for carbon toidas, it has some type of character of loss of Lovedik. Maybe that's why it's shaykh to the process of Chomet Samatza Pesach, the Geula Shlema, loss of Lovedik, Kenzai. Now we'll learn the Mishnah, and the Mishnah over here, Mishnah Aleph, has a Shvera Cheshbon that we're going to have to make. This has to do with the size of the carbon toido, and there were different measurements. The Torah says, Legabi Lachme Toido, like we said, there's four types. pointed out a few minutes ago that the sum total of all the solas that was used was 2 asirios, rather 20 esroinim, which Lamai said 20 esroinim. Esroinim is always asirios or eifa. So it's 2 eifos. 2 eifos is 6 soin. So that's what the Mishnah is going to discuss. The fact that there was a change in the measurement, the way it's written in the Chumash, the way it was, it's called Midbarios, because that was the original B'shas Kabbal Satayra. And then the measurement was changed when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. That's called Yerushalmiyos. Hashem the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. When that process took place, it's not klar. L'chayra, it has to do with when Klai Yisrael went into Eretz Yisrael. But it's called Yerushalmiyos because that's Lamaisa, the Ikkis, the Midas in the Beis HaMikdash. Same with the Gemara that we have is called Talmud Yerushalmi, even though it wasn't written in Yerushalayim. The times in Amirayim, nobody lived in Yerushalayim. It's called Talmud Yerushalmi. That's the Ikkis of Eretz Yisrael. So Atoido is above Chomesh Soin Yerushalmiyos, Shein Sheish Midbarios. The numbers that we just described is 2 Eifas, which is 6 Soin. Lamaisa, those 6 Soin, the measurements became bigger. And 6 now became 5 Yerushalmiyos. This is what's called, they were Moisiv Shtus, they were Moisiv a 6th Milabar. They took what was formerly 5, and they made it into 6, which means it's 1/6 of the final result. This is always a question, whenever you have Chomish in Shas, there's a Chomish Milagav, Chomish Milabar, a Shtus, a 6th could be Milagav Milabar, over here it's a Shtus Milabar. So the Mishnah speaks out, Shteis Eifois, like we just said, Vo'efa Sholosh Soin, Eser Misoroin, Asoro L'chomitz V'asoro L'matzo. We just made the cheshbon. Asoro L'chomitz, the 10 Asirios that were for chomitz, Isoroin L'chalo, each one was an Isoroin big. V'asoro L'matzo, U'b'matzo Shloish Aminim. The Asoro L'matzo, they were much smaller. Each one was a Shlish, because there's 30. 30 in 10 Isroinois is a third for each. There are 3 types of matzah. Chalas, Rikikin, Revucha, like we said. Nimtzu Shloisha Esroinois, Ushlish Lechol Min, Sholosh Chalas Lisoroin. B'mida Yerushalmiyos, in the Mida of Yerushalmiyos, which we'll call now 5 Soin, the amount of kavin, which is the next smaller measure. We have to figure out how to measure because there are no esroinos in a soy Yerushalmiyos. The esroinos are on that serious soy in midbarios. In the Yerushalmiyos, what we do is we transfer it to kav. There are 6 kabin in a soy. So in the 5 soy in Yerushalmiyos, there's a grand total of shloshim kav. So again, it's half-half. Chamisha osa l'chomitz, chamisha osa l'matzo. Chamisha osa l'chomitz, kav v'chetzi l'chala, because it's divided by 10. Chamisha osa l'matzo, it's 15 l'matzo, and there's 30. V'amatzo shloisha minim, there's 3 types, times 10. Chalas v'kikim revuko. Nimtzu, chameshes kav and l'chol min, shtei chalas l'kav. Each one is half. There are 2 chalos for each kav. The measurements over here, by the way, when we were young, they taught us a simon, which is always helpful, it stays in your head. Askeleb gudoy. Askeleb gudoy, the first word, which is just a made-up word, is Rosh Tevis for the different measures. The Aleph is an Eifo. The Samach is a Saw. The Kuf is a Kav. The Lamed is a Loig. And the Beis is a Beitza, which goes all the way down to half of that is a Kazayis. Gudoy is the transfer, the ratio between the Aleph and the Sof, is between the Aleph and the Samach, I'm sorry, is 3, a Gimel. The Vov is, like we just explained, the ratio between Soin and between Kavin. The ratio between Kavin and Loig is 1:4, and the last one is also 6. The difference, the ratio between a Loig and between a Beitza is also 6. Where this comes out is Chazal give a shir, Lefi Asirus or Eifa, which was the size of the mon, the way it's written. In the Torah, that'll be the size of a Isa, of a dough, that's Mechuyiv in Chala, and we measure that in Beitzim. It's going to come out, you're going to have to make that whole piece by piece cheshbon of all the measurements.